back to Ephesians chapter 3 and moving on in this wonderful masterpiece of grace that's found in Ephesians. And I am praying that this is just encouraging us. This is you. This is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise be to God. This is that wonderful, I'll show you the bride, the Lamb's wife, the new Jerusalem as she descends from heaven, having the glory of God. This is the glory of his grace that even those full overcomers of the Old Testament, those worthies of faith, those ones upon those thrones that are around the midst of the throne, take their crowns off because of that glory that he is receiving, and they cast them at his feet. If by the grace of God this will work, faith in love, the faith in love, and I love that term, we're going to talk about it tonight, but faith in love. Do you have faith? Do you believe that the Lord is in love with you? And has been in love with you from beginning. And God forbid we miss it. God forbid we don't step in that wondrous reality. And it is the reality. It's the reality of eternity. Of what, again, we've been made for him. And what the grace of God in its fullness is doing in those that believe. And I, by the grace of God, want to believe it even the more. So, we've been thankful. Paul in verse 8, as it says there of chapter 3, he said unto me, who am the less than the least of all saints. And this is the place, brothers and sisters, we all have to come to receive this grace. This is how you'll take it when you understand its complete mercy. You're absolutely, completely undeserving of it. But God, who is rich in mercy, and in his great love wherewith he loved us, this is what he gave to us. And here Paul says, unto me, who am the less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, those that are saved, the saints, the unsearchable riches of Christ. So Paul was given this, and he is informing us that he was given this message of the unsearchable riches of Christ to preach to us. And that we should be joint heirs together with Jesus Christ as husband and wife. See, that's verse 6. That the Gentiles, that the saints, ones that are saved, should be fellow heirs, joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. We know as we go back to Romans 8:17, we find that same word only used twice by the Apostle Paul. And in those two instances, both of these here, meaning joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ, it brings us to the point that we understand as children of God, we are heirs of God. But there's more. And joint heirs, the same word, sunkleronimus, joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together, exalted to the same glory as him. Praise the Lord. And exalted to the same glory as him, she will be with him in the fullness of that praise of glory. This one that will receive it won't be of that innumerable multitude that will be waving palms, crying salvation to our God. This one, this body, this precious wife for the Lamb of God, she will be jointly receiving that glory with him forever and ever. And this is the place that this precious high watermark, Ephesians, that if this will work effectually in us, and you know how that happens, by faith, like dynamite, it will work in that power to transform us from glory to glory into the very image of him. In verse 11, he tells us where it is all from. Read that with me. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the plan of everything. This is the plan of all ages. And here we are, brothers and sisters, and we know what that plan is. We know what it is from. And I love how he told Timothy, and we are those of those Timothys going forward at this time, that Paul is encouraging, stir up the gift that was within thee by the laying on of my hands, to be strong. Heed to my words, and you'll understand, you'll have understanding in all things. It's so mighty. In 2 Timothy 1:9, here's what it's from. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. See, there's his purpose. And grace, which was given us in Christ before the world began. See, all of that was given to us in Christ before creation, before time, beginning. It was always the purpose and the plan of God. And he's God, and it's always going to be according, always according to his eternal purpose. Now, you let the Holy Ghost put all those things together, and what appears, praise God, is the masterpiece of grace. All the brushstrokes, I was thinking, of the Holy Ghost through Paul's gospel, Lord, let him paint it all over my life. And we understand it's those vessels of mercy that are clothed with the riches of his glory. And that's what he has said here so sweetly to Timothy. It's not according to your work, son, but it's according to his own purpose and grace. He did it for himself. He forgave our iniquities from the very beginning of it all for his own sake. Not for mine, for his. He's God. He knows what he wants. God doesn't have to wonder or think about it. He knows exactly what he wants because he's God. And his grace will perform exactly what he will receive because he's God. And his grace is that powerful. And God help us to believe in the faith that he has given us. Again, not the faith that I'm trying to contrive, but the faith that he has already given us, because we have a life that lives by the faith of the Son of God. We're going to read in another place tonight that the very faith that we have is the faith of him that he has given to us. Don't try to move the words to fit how you think it should read. Read the word of God. Hear it from the Holy Ghost. Understand, praise God, you're incapable of this. He has to give you the faith to believe him. Do you think you want to rely on him like that? Amen. I do. I do. I know I can't get it done. I know that this is not going to be of me. I'm really understanding more and more who God's dealing with in me. It ain't much, but I'm God's man. And I'm God's choice. And you are too. And you are too. You're hearing this. He's called us to hear this. He's given us an ear to hear this. Thank you, God. It is so amazing. And see, this is the eternal purpose in Christ. See, it's in Christ. And that's where we are from beginning, us in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Everything right there. In Christ, in beginning, in end, in Alpha, in Omega. That's why it's the eternal purpose. Amen. That's why it's the eternal purpose, because we're in him. The one, that the only one that has the eternal life. And thank the Lord how simple it is. It's the low cookies on a shelf. But that's it. And it's him in us, and it's us in him. And he's blessed us, brothers and sisters, as we started out in Ephesians. He's blessed us with all of it before creation. And it's in that grace. It's in that grace. That is where we live, the reality and the truth and the boldness, brothers and sisters. Going back to verses 11 and 12 of chapter 3, it's the grace that causes us to live this boldness. It's not my excitement. It's not me trying to work something up. It's not because I walk a certain walk. It's because his grace. And he says in verse 11 again, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now listen, in whom we have, not are going to get, we have it. And what do we have? Boldness. And what do we have? Access. And with what do we have it? With confidence. And by what? The faith of him. Did you hear that? It's the faith of him. It didn't say that I have faith in him. I know I have faith in him. But this confidence and this boldness and this access is because of the faith of him. Now does Galatians 2:20 really ring in your heart and get this? I am crucified with Christ. I'm crucified with him. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the what? The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't that amazing that it doesn't say the faith in the Son of God? And I do have faith in the Son of God because of the faith of the Son of God that lives in me. Isn't it marvelous? Isn't it just so beautiful that's the power of this grace? This is what grace has done and given completely. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we're just dependent upon that grace. And we're thanking him for that grace. And we praise him for the grace for grace. And the more grace and all grace that completes and does and finishes and has given us this. And we'll do the all sufficiency always in all things to superabound every good work. It's ours. That's it. It's just ours. We possess it. He apprehended us. And now by grace, brothers and sisters, he's brought us in to this by the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost has to give us the enlightened eyes of understanding. He's got to show us what we have. That was what the Holy Ghost was given. He'll take the things of mine and show them unto you. And what he's shown us is what? They're not somewhere out there. He's already given it to us. What he's showing us is all of it is within, praise God, this new man, this life that lives in us. And praise God, that life that is in Christ in beginning. And we understand that. You do. And you just thank him. And you rest. That's the peace we're talking about on Sunday. That's the peace. That's the peace. Grace is the peace. More grace is more peace. Oh, thank you, Lord, how you care for us. And so we have all grace that we apprehend him, that has apprehended us. We apprehend him right back. And we apprehend him back in the fullness of it. And it says here that we're bold and we're completely confident in what? In grace. In grace. That grace will work effectually. Not me, but grace. And it's going to work like dynamite power. And praise be to God, we win. And I thank the Lord in his finished work. Praise be to God. I'm counting it as if the victory, as it tells us, is won. I thank God it's, again, it's just waiting to be made manifest. And I thank the Lord. He's given us the faith in his grace that we call those things which be not as though they were. I understand now, as Paul said, not that I've already apprehended, but this one thing I do. All those things that he's speaking of there. But the focus still throughout all of Paul's message, all of Paul's revelation, is right here. The confidence in grace. That grace has finished it. That grace has given us the full supply of it. Grace has given us the very power for it. And grace, praise God, will perform it. Thank the Lord. Now, let's go on to Paul's second prayer. And let's go ahead and read verses 14 through 16. Paul says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you," so personal, "according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." Now let's stop there for a second. And notice again, this is all from the promise, all from the knowledge and the understanding that we've just received in these first 12 verses, hallelujah, of chapter 3. And now, praise God, this understanding of the riches of his glory that he's blessed us with, and faith in that grace of the all-finished work in us in Christ, that we would be strengthened with might. That's so beautiful. Look at that. Strengthened with might. It's a double portion of strength. It's a double portion, praise God, of this power and this working, brothers and sisters, of the Holy Ghost. And only by the Holy Ghost, strengthening with might the inner man. Did you notice that? The inner man. The inner man. Not the outward appearance. The inner man. Really take that. Not of the works of the flesh. This is all the inner man. This is all the strengthening with might, the new man. It's not strengthening with might, my flesh. It's not. It's not strengthening with might, look at me. It's strengthening with might, the inner man. Praise God, that inner man. And that's the new man. It's the Christ that liveth in me, man. It's the Christ in you, the hope of glory, man. Now let's go ahead and read from verse 16 to 21 and see what that strengthening does. "That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Now, hallelujah. The masterpiece of grace is the heart that is full and perfect and complete in this grace. And it is perfect, complete in this grace, the will of God that is ours, no matter what my eyes see or no matter what my flesh feels. Look at verse 17 there. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Now, this word dwell means that it would be saturating. our hearts. This be flooding us, marinated in the reality that we are assured of who we are. And think again of who we are right now, the reality. We are now the sons of God, amen. In Christ, born of God, we're born Lord of all, amen. Come on now. In Christ, praise God, we are confident in that he that has promised will do it, amen. I am thankful to God that I know whom I believe in, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Amen? Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We should all be smiling. And then, how beautiful. When that grace floods our soul, we are rooted and grounded in this all-enabling, fully purposed love. And it's that love. It's the mature love. It's the bridal love. It's the love that only Paul's gospel brings. And that's the truth. This isn't something, again, of a child. Mm-mm. These are for ones, praise God, that want strong meat. This is this dwelling. This is this understanding. A child can only understand so much love. Love of a parent. That's what's so beautiful about God the Father. Most of God's children understand God as Father, and that's it. That's the extent of the maturity of their love. But we're in a section here that is emphasizing so much about this love that we're rooted and grounded in love. Look at that. That we may be able to comprehend with all saints. Oh my, how he wants us to be together in this. There's oneness. And what does he want us to be in and to comprehend? Not just a little bit of love. But listen to this. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height? To know the love of Christ. The immensity of the fullness of his love. The fullness, praise God, beyond understanding love as a parent, of a parent, but growing up and understanding the love of a bridegroom. That's why a child is an heir. And that's why, praise the Lord, a fully mature saint, yes, is a joint heir as a spouse. That's the word that is chosen, as a spouse. And why? Because that's the epitome and the definition and the explaining of the fullness of that love. It's the height of the love that we know as humans. It truly is. It's the only love that will have you go away from a family that loves you, a family that cares for you, a family that adores you, mom and dad that did everything for me. But I wanted to be with my first love. And it wasn't that I didn't love my family, but I had to be with that first love. This is this drawing. This is this love that's been poured forth. This is the Holy Ghost that has taken this and showed us this has been the plan from beginning. Isn't it marvelous? Now, this is the heart that is full of that. And brothers and sisters, rooted and grounded in all that enabling, fully purposed love. And I love that it's faith in love. Did you see that there? Faith in love. His love. That love that we comprehend together. It's like faith in unwavering bridal love. That's, by the grace of God, what is preached here. That's what is taught here. Is unwavering faith in his bridal love for us. An unwavering faith, praise God, of the faith of the Son of God that we live in. and live by, that has given us that faith of unwavering bridal love. I know my husband loves me and will always love me. And it will never change in the fervency of his passion, his commitment, his desire, because he cannot deny himself. And that's the word of God. Just read the word of God. You don't need to add anything to it. You couldn't even. Oh, you just don't. Just read it. Let the Holy Ghost speak it to you. Now, like faith and unwavering love, that's what we comprehend together. That's our fellowship. Oh, and what fellowship it is. Paul uses the words faith and love 9 of the 10 times found in Scripture. 9 of 10 times you find the words faith in love. Think of that, faith in love. Not faith and love, faith in love. See, he's given us faith that is in love. My faith is in love with him because he's given me the faith to understand that he is in love with me. That's been made known. Hallelujah. So this faith in love, 9 of 10 times found in Scripture, it's all right here in Paul's wonderful epistles. Bridal faith and spousal love is what he's given to us. And when the Word of God says rooted and grounded, it means not moved. It means set. Set. It don't move. It's planted. It's not going nowhere. It abides as that chaste virgin unto him. And not because I'm abiding as the chaste virgin. He set me as that chaste virgin for him. I'm the vessel for his only use. I didn't jump in there and say, well, I'm your vessel for him. No, I'm Esther. I was divinely led. Here I am. Huh? She had no idea. And it's just like us. We had no idea. And here we are. And you see the same divine love, the divine leading, that fully purposed. And that's what's so sad. People thinking about their fully purposed life is somewhere in this life of this world. God help him. It's the purpose of his grace that was way beyond this world before time. To them who are the called according to his purpose. When did that calling happen? Long time ago. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It is the simplicity of the gospel. Aren't you thankful? I thank him. What he's caused his mind in us to comprehend. And just to see it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's marvelous. The power of his might. So comprehending this. And it's so wonderful that it's a vessel that he's made us only for his use. And in that comes the vital required need of fellowship, brothers and sisters, as it says here, comprehending with all saints, like-minded spousal saints. Comprehending, what that means is growing in the knowledge of his grace more and more together. That's what that means. I thank God. This is the evidence of his grace. That's what we come here for, because he's brought us here for that. This is his purpose. This is his doing. This is his work. This is him willing and doing of his good pleasure. That's what God does in us. Thank you, Lord. Now, all the love, every bit of the love we share, hallelujah, and grow in together. And that's where I thank the Lord. I pray we understand how vital we are to one another in the supplying from the joints of the body. Turn over to chapter 4, verse 15. If you have a Scofield, you just look right across the page. And right there in verse 15 of chapter 4, let's read from there. And this is our gathering. This is our union in that precious bridal rib portion body. But speaking, our conversation, our manner of life. What? The truth in love. That's what this is. This is the truth in love. This is the faith in love. And we're going to get there. But speaking, the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now here we go. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh what? Increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. And here we go again, in love. And oh my, what measure of every part is working in here. And matter of fact, that measure is to the measure and the stature and the fullness of him measure. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm so thankful that as the whole body of Christ, I thank God that I receive from that body, my family in the Lord, just the name of Jesus being magnified. You know that. You see people on TV that you know, and there they go and say, and I just want to thank my Lord and Savior. I just received. I got supplied. It's glorious. But now, the measure of those that suffer together with him. You understand what I'm saying? As that spousal and understanding that depth. Praise the Lord. That is that measure. Brothers and sisters, what we have here is lovers are consumed with first love. Lovers are consumed with first love. That's what they want. That's what they go after. That's what they'll have. They protect their love with one another, and they stand in it. I always remember my father talking about my home as I would go and be a husband. He said, son, you protect that home. You defend that home. That's your home. And he even said, even from himself and even mama, not that there would be anything there, but he said, you'll understand what I'm speaking of. And there were ones that were in the family that tried to do us good in different things, but I could be aware early on, they were trying to basically bring their thoughts in to my home. And I knew that that wasn't going to work well because it was starting to make things unsettled. How much more so when we're talking about this dwelling of marriage that we have. And this dwelling of marriage is because of all grace. So if there would be any leaven, any legality that would come in, it disrupts and it upsets. And it's amazing how quickly it does it. And I've seen it. I've seen it come in. And I've seen it and heard it preached here at certain times. Sadly. And it affects the people very quickly. Instantly. By the grace of God, we're going to stand. And we're going to protect by God's grace. He's the protector. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. But we'll stand in defense of that gospel. Amen. Now, we are to settle down and dwell together. Isn't that something? Just settle down and dwell together. I always remember, now you've heard me say it, the Lord graced Polly and I as we went along in our marriage. God gave us means to have another house and different things, and have the same house today now. And the Lord gave us different things for the house, and you know how it goes as you begin to accumulate different things. And I'll tell you, some of those things are starting to get in the way, starting to fuss a little bit and bicker and all these things. The Lord struck my heart. We had Our first 5 years of marriage, we were in a little rental house over here on Fillmore, not very far from here. And I remember looking at her and I said, now listen, if we're going to start doing this, we're going back to Fillmore. And that's what I'd say to her. Every single time that we'd have a little, starting to have a fuss, I'd say, we're going to go back to Fillmore. That was a happy place. My goodness, it was so small, so nothing. We just locked the doors and ran. Didn't think about anything else. Wasn't encumbered with this or that or whatever. I was just overwhelmed with love and going to experience with someone I really enjoyed everything I could experience. Man, I love him. Don't you love him? How he does it. And that's what he's doing. He's causing us to just lay him down, huh? Lay him down. Lay down the trophies. Lay down the idols. Laying down all the different things. Just want to go with him. Mm-hmm. Married ones await the moment of consummation. They do. That's what they would do. I think, though, in this gospel and what he gives to us, I don't know, I've been ravished a few times. I don't know about you. I'm glad we can visit with one another as spouses. I sure love you. And I love how the Lord loves you. I love how he loves us. And not, yes, individually, but as one. As one. See, this is comprehending together. This is what we have and will have forever. With a body like unto his own. The oneness of a wife, his glory. What will it be to be there? Well, there's going to be a moment, praise God. We're going to dwell together in our new home. But until then, brothers and sisters, we protect our love by preaching no other gospel. That's how we protect this love, because it's the first love gospel. Nothing gets in between. It doesn't fall out of love. It doesn't leave its first love. No. By the grace of God, it just continues to preach no other gospel, remaining in first love gospel. That's that all grace gospel. And it's in that love and anticipation that we enjoy the good pleasure of his will together. See, I enjoy it as much for you as I do for me. And I know you know that. I do. I thank the Lord for your crown just as much as mine. I'm serious. I have visions of you receiving that crown in that certain way, as Paul said, oh, that crown that's laid up for me. The delight that I've known you in faith, in love, in this journey, to see you receive that. Oh. And really, I'm not saying this because, oh, I'm such a good guy, because I'm not. I just want the enjoyment. I don't know exactly how it'll work, but I'd love to see you all get yours first. I'll take it last because I just want to be exercised with all the joy and rejoice to see that and to see him give that to you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now that's the oneness of the love that we have in the inner chamber. That's where that is. That's this fellowship we're speaking of tonight. And see, that's hearts that are knit together in love. Knit together in love. And it's all because of the joint fellowship of this comprehending of this together. This is why this is important. This is why, praise God, we come together. And yes, on the internet, praise the Lord, we come together in Jesus' name in this gospel. Colossians 2:2, we're going to wrap this up. I think we're going to fly away tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. I don't have to skate home on the ice. Colossians 2:2, listen to this. Here we go. This is us. That their hearts might be comforted. And we need comfort, don't we? And who's the comforter? It's the Holy Ghost, right? The comforter has come. That's right. That's the Holy Ghost. So here we got the Holy Ghost again doing this. And how does he do it? How does he comfort? It's this comprehending of what we have. The riches of his glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is comforting to us. It is, because there isn't anything that can be compared. So that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. Notice that again, knit together in love. And unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Do you see how he kept coming out at us tonight? Assurance of understanding, confident, bold, all of those wonderful words. Not sitting there, oh, I hope, Lord, I need you. No, be bold in grace. Be confident in grace. It's all about the inner man. It's all about the inner man. And really, it's all about the inner man. How much will you feed it of grace, the wonderful inner man, to the capacity of that measure and stature and fullness of him, that preaching and that speaking of truth and love, that we grow up into him in all things? We don't need to be children. That's not it. We're to grow up. But this is the only way you grow up. This is the only gospel that'll grow you up. This is it. That their hearts might be comforted. And here's how we're comforted. Being knit together in love. And unto all riches of the full assurance. And here it is. Of understanding. To the acknowledgement. See, we acknowledge together the full understanding and acknowledge of the mystery of God, the bridal message, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It's just glorious. So we love him together. We are in love with him together. And it transforms us into these bridal ones with one another. The head and the body in one in love. That's loving one another as he has loved us. And praise be to God, saints. I do. I love you. And I love you in a way I could never adequately express it. But I know you have the same problem too, because we have the same issue. But we've got the Spirit that gives us the understanding and the enjoyment of it. Thank you, Lord. We know the love of Christ, saints. And we know that he will perform the good work which he's begun in us. We know the Word of God says to us that the glory that shall be revealed in us, the glory that shall be revealed in us, in us, in us. Amen? The manifestation of it is just on the horizon. We just abide, James, don't we? We just abiding and confiding. And I think that song says, in his love. Let's stand, be dismissed. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Sister.